Welcome to the Compass Church Podcast. We hope you enjoy this message from Pastor Phil Bray.
Bore you with the gross details, but can I just ask, has anyone ever received like a bad Christmas gift? You can be honest, the person's probably not here who gave it to you, so it's okay. I mean, I was taking a look through some of the potential worst gifts that you could get or give, and some of them you're going to see on screen. So let's scroll through these. These are some of the worst ideas for Christmas gifts. The first one is a moustache for your dog. Any pet lovers out there? Now, going in that theme of pet lovers, this next one's for the lazy pet owner, the pet petter. So it'll actually pat your pet for you so you don't have to do it, so you can don't have to go near. I mean, I guess it's good if you suffer allergies or something, but the next one, for those who are kind of techno savvy, if you want a wrist kind of thing for your iPad, who does that? Like, or your iReader? Anyway, your tablet, somebody wants one, or the computer geeks. All right, next one. Now, candles are really big this year, apparently. That's actually a beer candle. There's some people in this room that want that. Go straight to the pool room, right? Okay, the next, don't show the, okay, just this one is for all the golfers out there. If you don't know what that is, that's if you don't want to relieve yourself and find a toilet. You actually have a putter and it comes with the modesty cloth. Just, so I thought that was awesome. Just for the sake of offending people, I just thought I'd take it one step further because this next one's my favourite. If you have a look at this. Now, you buy the underwear like that and you actually use it as a safe. So you put your money in there. They say that people won't go rummaging through underwear. So that's not really, that's actually put there. The stain is put there, but it's actually a little safe that you actually, so that's a gift. That's a gift that you should not buy for anyone. Anyway, but apparently the list goes, I made my own little list of gifts that you shouldn't buy for people. So this is my list. First one is handkerchiefs, really. Does anyone use handkerchiefs anymore? Okay, sorry, no offense. You know, the gift the person who bought it likes, but you don't like it. You ever have a gift like, family members that buy a gift they like, but doesn't even suit you kind of thing. Soap on a rope and loofah. I mean, they were back in, really big back in 87, but not in 2013. Potty puree. No offense to those, but I think the best one is the re-gifted present. Re-gifting's okay, but just don't leave the tag from the old person on it when you give it. Has that ever happened to anyone? Yeah, you've got a gift and it's gone, you know, to Nigel, but I'm Phil. So, oh, thanks, okay, yeah, great. But today, I guess, I just want to, just briefly, at a service like this, obviously we're here to reflect on gifts in the shape and form of what I think is the greatest gift that mankind has received, but personally it's a decision choice we make on whether we want to accept it or not. It's been offered. The gift has been given, and we know that it's the greatest gift in that it's Jesus Christ. It's God himself wrapped in flesh and given to humanity. It's the gift of life in the form of Jesus Christ. Not just life breathing in and out. God has so much more for us to experience than just existing. And if you're going through life, just going through the motions of work and getting things done, but not really living, then I've got good news for you today. And the angels stood before the shepherds and they said, "We have good news of great joy." And that's what the message of Christmas is about. It's good news of great joy. That we have this God and we all have different ideas and understandings, perceptions maybe of who God is or isn't. But the Bible that I read tells us that we have this immense God of love who is so creative and genuine and he wants to pour out. And he says that he's actually got a plan for our lives. And it's not kind of a plan that we have to be suspect about God's intent or whether God's having a good day or a bad day or maybe we need to tread on eggshells when we approach God today. But our God is a God of consistency and consistency in his love, being patient, being merciful, being gracious, being kind. And if that's not your perception of who God is, if that's not been your experience of who God is, then I have good news of great joy. Because the Bible that I read and the Jesus Christ that I've come to know, he's all about life. Not just about existing. I think it's incredibly sad that people just go through the motions and getting into a rut, which they say is like a coffin with the ends kicked out. And that's not the way that God intends us to live, but he's actually made the way through showing us through action. He's not just a God of that. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm a fairly patient, gracious kind of guy. You might beg to differ, but I can ask my wife. She'll tell you honestly. But I think I'm quite gracious. But one thing that I guess kind of annoys me is people that just do a lot of that. Now, don't get me wrong. When it comes to love, we should say the words. I'm sure we all agree with that we should be telling those that are near and dear to us how much they mean and how much we care and how important they are. I think too many things get left unsaid, and we should take the time to say those things. So husbands, if you haven't told your wife you've loved her lately, you know, telling her once on the wedding day is not enough. It should be a little bit more than that. It should be a regular occurrence. You know, that you tell her that she actually looks beautiful and that she's, you know, just amazing and she's the most amazing thing. And wives, if you haven't told your husbands that, you know, like he's the greatest thing and he's, you know, such a ripped, rocked, buff, hard kind of guy, even though he's not, doesn't matter. In your mind, he can be. Or, you know, he's just a great dad, he's a great provider. Whatever it is that you see in that person, we should use words. But we also know that love is a verb. Somebody help me out. What is a verb? A doing word. Okay, so we're all on the same page. That love is a doing word. So yes, we should say it, but I think we, particularly as a church, our intention is that our actions speak louder than words. That, I mean, we don't talk ourselves up that much. But I think that we as a church, for the size that we are, guys, we do some pretty amazing things. And I'm incredibly, in the right way, in a godly way, if there's such a thing, you know, be proud to be the pastor of this church with the way people get on board and serve so faithfully and tirelessly and contribute so much to what happens in the life of this church to impact our community and communities beyond. And just to give us a little bit of an insight of that, just so if you're visiting with us today, there's a bunch of things that we do. But one of the practical outworkings of our love for our community is through Compass Community Care. And Shawantha actually is the oversight of that within a phenomenal team of people. And they just do great stuff. So come and have a, where is he? Shirt. Come and tell us a little bit about what's been going on.
Cool. Thanks, Phil. For those that don't know, we run a Christmas appeal and have been doing so probably for the last 4 years, 5 years. And this year was no exception. And just wanted to say thanks for everyone that supported, not only in church, but there have been people from outside who've contributed to that. And we were able to raise enough money, and we only needed to support 110 families this year, but people have kept supporting, and what will happen with that, it'll go into holding account towards next year's Christmas appeal. So I just want to say thank you for that. And it's helped out families in a huge way. And just to give you a bit of insight on what happened on the day that we delivered and just hear about how it helps families, just cast your eyes to the screen and watch the video.
So Christmas Appeal 2015, we're off to our first drop-off of over 100 families, helping out 40 families to this first school, and we've got two more schools after that. So thanks to everyone who supported and donated, you have helped these people that we're just about to go and drop off, and just to bring a little bit of extra joy during this Christmas.
Appreciation for support of Compass Community Care with our school. Our students will be absolutely chuffed and overwhelmed to have some gifts to take home at the end of the night. So greatly appreciated, and thank you so much.
We've been working with a lot of families who are either in transitional housing or in some forms of crisis. They are residents of this area that attend school, but there's a certain level of severe financial stress in a number of those families. So before we who was in year seven, hadn't started to disengage. We were at school, and we soon discovered that it was because he couldn't pay to get to school. So he's Mikey. So the school has supported his Mikey fares, but he's never been given like a present from his life. And so with that particular family, we decided that they would have two little vouchers. So one of the vouchers would be for the family to make a decision around their mum, and the other voucher was for me to basically buy himself and potentially his brother and sister something for Christmas.
So just wanted to say thanks again. You just get to see a little bit of what you've helped happen. If you didn't catch the audio in that, one of the schools, the wellbeing corner, was explaining that there's a year seven student who has never received a gift in his life before because of the situation that their family's in. And, you know, it puts things into perspective at this time of year that there are families who are struggling, and you know we can do a small part in helping those families out through our Christmas appeal. So thank you very much, and being God's hand and feet in this community. Also to let you know, yes, we are doing our Christmas lunch through Compass Canteen today, so we're putting on a special lunch, and people have donated towards that as well. So we're expecting somewhere between 10 to 20 people to come up and have a Christmas meal and receive a gift this lunchtime. So thanks for your support.
Thanks, mate. Good job. Well, there is so much good that our church is doing that we'd rather be known by our actions than just our words. I'm not sure if you know this song, but this year there was a song that made it quite big within the charts, and I think the words of it are quite profound in terms of what I'm actually talking about here. So as soon as it starts to play, I'm sure you'll recognise it. But just have a listen to this song and listen to the words of this song.
Bricks and promises, I've got more than my share. I'm tired of giving my love up and getting no. No way. It's been so long since I've touched a wanting hand. Can't put my love on the line. Wish I hope you understand. So baby, if you want me, you got to show me. Words aren't so easy to say, but you got to show me love. But you got to show me love. Somebody who will always be there.
words are so easy to say, but you got to show me love.
Anyone heard that song? I think so. I love the words in that because I think it's everybody's heart cry is that we all want to be loved. We all want to have a sense of belonging. And I think at this time of year, just as a church, we try to let our actions speak louder than words. It's at this time of the year that we reflect and remember that we have this amazing God who's not just about talking about love, but he is already to the biggest, most courageous, bold, selfless, unconditional way, demonstrated and acted out love in giving of his son. So I don't know where you're at today, but God's love is unconditional. That means that it doesn't matter what you have or haven't done, doesn't matter how bad or good you think you are, we all fall short of a perfect God's standards. And we remember at this time of year that God has shown us love in such an immense way that he's going, this is how much I love you. I've given you my son to actually come and take your place, to pay the price for all the wrongs and where you fall short of my perfect standard. And I love that because that relates to all of us. Any of us in this place who've ever had a mother have fallen short of God's perfect standard. And so we have this God that's demonstrated an endless love. He totally, completely, relentlessly, passionately, patiently loves you. I don't know if you've got this idea about God, but he's relentless in his pursuit of you. You might be here today because somebody's twisted your arm and said, you have to come with me. Well, thank you for coming. But maybe just maybe in some way, shape or form, it's God's way of letting you know, reminding you, whether you want to hear it or not, that he loves you so much that he is pursuing you, even through that annoying friend that dragged you here today. And thank you for being annoying if you annoyed someone to come. You know, I have this saying to our girls that, you know, when we pray and stuff, I say to them, no matter where you go or what you do, I will always love you. That's what I say to my girls. No matter what they do, where they go, I will always love you. And that's because I have this understanding of God's love for me, that no matter where I go, no matter what I do or don't do, he will always love me. The Bible says there's nothing can separate us from the love of God. Isn't that a phenomenal thought? That some of us think that God is this nasty, angry guy. But yet what the Bible tells us is that God is love. God isn't just loving, he is love, and it was personified in the person of Jesus Christ. We're talking about a love that is patient, that's kind, it's not proud or rude, a love that's not self-seeking, but selfless and seeks the best for you and for me. We have a love that's slow to anger. Some of us maybe have had fathers or parents that were really, bam, quick. The fuse was not that long at all, and bam, and so maybe it's hard to grasp this idea that there is this God that's actually patient and slow to anger. But can I just say today, take that away with you. He's slow to anger. He's immense in love. A love that is infused with grace and mercy. A love that keeps no record of wrongs. Thank you, Jesus. I shouldn't be standing here today if he kept a record of my wrongs. But yet he kind of has this idea of that he throws it into the sea of forgetfulness. And there's this great sign right near that sea that says no fishing. I love that. It's a love that celebrates truth, a love that wants to protect for those who accept and embrace it, a love that's wanting to trust and empower us, a love that passes the test of time and perseveres and not just promises hope, but leads us into that hope being fulfilled and becoming reality. Proverbs says that hope deferred makes the heart sick. But yet when we put our lives into God's hands, this loving, caring God that I'm talking about, he doesn't just offer hope. He actually says, you know what? I'm not just going to dangle a carrot out of reach that you just keep kind of like just almost getting there. He actually says, you know what? I'm going to give you the picture, the vision, the direction, and I'm going to give you the strength and the means and the way of how to get there and to see it become reality. This is great God. So we're not a God. We don't have a God that's just all about that. I mean, thank God that he does speak to us and things, but he demonstrates that to us. And I think the amazing thing is that even today on this 39, nearly 40 degree day, and it's not that in here, thank you, Jesus, but we can experience his love. And I'm going to ask the worship team to come because we're being reminded today around God's incredible gift of his son, Jesus Christ. And this song that's about to be sung is an amazing song that takes us to that moment of reflecting on Mary looking at this little boy, Jesus, and she had no idea really what was going to unfold, because the reality is we have Jesus wrapped in swaddling clothes and Jesus is a baby, but we know that the reality is that Jesus grew up and he became a man and he changed history like no other person has or will. And so today, as we're thinking about this and we're thinking about God's immense gift of love in his son, Jesus Christ, have a listen to these words. And after that, we're going to close this service. But would love to give you, and even maybe while this song is being sung, that you have an opportunity to tangibly experience God's love in this moment. I believe that as we're sitting here today, no matter where you're at, God loves you. And he wants you to experience that right now. So if you can, maybe you want to just close your eyes and go, okay, Pastor Phil, if God's real, let him show me now.
Did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby has come to make you new? And this child that you delivered would soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to the blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hands? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? Oh, Mary, did you know? Oh, 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 oh. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations? Did you know your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? And this sleeping child you're holding is the great I am. Oh, 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 yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you. Thanks, guys. God's great gift to mankind, Jesus Christ. And God just keeps giving, because when Jesus grew to be a man, he just did things that he wasn't meant to. He touched the untouchable. He loved the unlovable. He reached out and he was willing to eat and dine with those that were upper class to the lowest of classes and everybody in between. That God was no respecter of persons in Jesus, and that Jesus was willing to continue and reflecting God's heart of generosity and love to humanity and in his life, and ultimately giving his life in the greatest sacrifice that we could ever know, so that we could experience and receive the gift that he offers to all of us. And so today, I'm not sure where you're at. The point is that God gave. For God so loved you and me, he loved the world, that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever chooses to believe and accept that gift of his Son shall not perish but have eternal life. So wherever you're at today, I've got good news of great joy, that there is a God that loves you, who is love. He's got nothing but the best of intentions for you, your life, your family, every area of your life. And today, God gives. The question is, are you willing to receive? Are you willing to accept his gift of love, of grace, of forgiveness, that you can leave this place not the same? Not that I'm saying as you are is bad. I'm not saying that. But I just think God has so much more for all of us. So today, could I just ask that we bow our heads and we close our eyes for this moment? Because the greatest gift is being offered and has been offered to all of us. Have you accepted? Have you received? I'm not asking you to join this church. I'm not asking you to become a religious person. I'm talking about you having a personal relationship with Almighty God through this love gift called Jesus Christ. If you have never asked God to forgive you of all your sins, of all your wrongs, we've all got them, and accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, and he reconciled you back to God through what he did upon the cross, which we remember at Easter, obviously. But right now, this is between you, God, and me. This morning, the greatest gift you can ever receive is the gift of salvation, the miracle of salvation. You don't have to have your stuff together to come to God. It's what God promises. He wants to help you get your stuff together to live life as you were created to live it. Today, no one's looking around. This is just a personal decision between you, God, and me right now. Is there anybody here today say, yeah, Phil, I want to experience, I want to accept God's gift. I want to accept God's gift of forgiveness, grace. I want to come into right relationship with God. And I want to head into 2016 on a totally brand new spiritual journey with God like never before. If that's you, no one's looking around, can I just ask you to slip your hand up? And I'd love to pray with you after this service is done. We're almost finished today. Is there anybody here say, that's me, Phil? I want to receive, I want to accept that gift of forgiveness and grace and love through Jesus Christ. Just raise your hand so I can see. I'd love to pray with you. It'd be an absolute honor and privilege to pray with you. Is there anyone at all? Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, you can put your hand down. Thank you. Is there anybody else today? Thank you, Lord. Father, I just thank you this morning again for just a wonderful morning. Just thank you for this opportunity of coming together as a church family to remember what church is all about. It's all about you, Jesus. So we thank you that you are such a generous God, that you are loved, that you've given us the greatest gift we could ever receive. Lord God, for maybe if there's anyone in this room that is still not sure, I pray, Father, that over this coming week or two, that you would continue to make yourself so real beyond a shadow of a doubt, that there could be no denying. Lord God, I pray your blessing, your protection for those that are traveling. I pray for safe traveling mercies. Father, I'm mindful of those in this room and those that can't be here who have those that they've loved and lost over the last 12 months. I pray that what can be an exciting time can also be a tough time for some, for those that are mourning or grieving the loss of a friend or loved one. Lord God, you would grant them the peace and the comfort they need at this time. Lord God, we just pray for those that are struggling in their health. Lord God, we just thank you that your hand is not short, but you are a God who heals. And we declare that you are our healer. And so we just pray for healing for those that are struggling in their health. But Lord, we just want to honor you and thank you for this day. And we give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. We trust that you've enjoyed the message. For more podcasts, head to www.compasschurch.com.au.